Blog Talk Radio.
There's a gift, there's a light in your heart. You just can't contain it. When we all play our part around the world, it's just so amazing. This bridge together with our wisdom, and through our art, we can make a change for the better. Peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together. Together, peace. Use your voice, sing your song, tell everyone you made the decision. To live for love, no more war, no matter where. This is the vision. Now we see and we know.
To our listeners, we have
a number of things happening here, but we are extending the show because our guest, Edith Billups, who is online, welcome, Edith, has so much good information to share, and we will be repeating this show throughout the week so that all of you who may have signed on early will have an opportunity to hear our show and dialogue with us. Welcome, Edith, to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio.
Hi, Audrey, and I'm so delighted to be speaking with you again, as always.
Oh, well, the pleasure is always ours. I understand a lot of new things have been happening, and so we want to make sure you have an opportunity to talk about what you're going to be doing and also to update us on biogenesis. I understand that the tools are now being used not only for our personal healing and clearing, but some really good guidance in terms of how we can use the instruments with the environment. So maybe we can start by you giving us another explanation of biogenesis. It's been a while since we've had you on the program. And then from there, just go right into the tools and how they're being used and some of the more recent things that now are coming forward.
Well, Audrey, biogenesis is an alternative, transformative healing modality. It works with the spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional aspects of the body and the environment. The tools use a spiritual energy to help release toxins, open the door for growth and transformation, and to restore harmony to diseases and discomforts. This is an energy that has been here from the time of creation, and it's my understanding that people in Atlantis actually work with this energy. And so I discovered it about a year ago, and it's been absolutely transformative for me. And the talk that I'm giving tonight actually about how to think out of the box and to heed and follow your soul's purpose, I think it's all because, again, that it's a part of having discovered these tools.
Okay, well, tell me, in your life, let's start there, Edith, as you've used the tools. Now, it's been over a year, has it not?
Yes, it's been over a year, and I came about the tools in a very unusual way, and it may not be so unusual. You know, in my talk tonight, I talk about how I made a change from being, you know, managing a major radio station to now traveling the world doing ceremony and prayers for the healing of the earth, but also using these tools to do that. And and in my talk, I talk about that. You know, I love doing my job or whatever, but obviously, you know, Spirit had something bigger in mind for me. You know, I couldn't see it at the time. And so when I left the job and I started to try to do some of the same things that I had done before, I mean, you know, I had learned how to do jazz cruises at our station. We had become known for doing these great jazz cruises. And I was going to do that again, but Spirit said, no, no, no. You know, you're going to do your soul's purpose work, the work that you actually contracted to come here to do. And, you know, and then as they said, when the student is ready, the teachers will show up, and all of these sacred women started showing up and teaching me how to do ceremony for the healing of the earth. It was around this time that I also met you and learned the wonderful way that you connect with Spirit. And then, you know, I started doing travel writing, and as I would do my being given assignments to go out and do my travel writing assignments, I would do these ceremonies and these prayers along the way, and then these tools showed up that you can only not only can you work with individuals, but you can work with the environment, and I started doing that, and so it's been an incredible journey since then. So now when I travel, I take the tools with me. If I'm at a body of water, if I'm at a volcano, if I'm in the rainforest or whatever, I always work with, you know, a couple of the tools in the kit that you can work with to help to bring about more balance in the environment.
Well, you know, it was interesting, Edith, when we were on our return on the 13 Moon Walk for Peace just a few months ago, we were in Virginia Beach, and you joined us, and we did a water healing ceremony. And when I look at the photographs from that, oh, my goodness, you can see the energies at work. I know that we were doing different kinds of ceremonies, but always when I think of you, it's always the presence of the biogenesis tools. So I just see them as a part of the whole. And I had the pleasure of having you work on me. I think you did Karen and my mom and myself, and I felt immediately sort of a realignment within my body. And I think that that had a lot to do with helping me to have the energy to keep moving forward, because we still had a few months left before the walk was over. And so I think that was my second time with you working on me with the tools. And I just wanted to say, you know, it works between your intention. And I can just tell that the tools are so much a part of you. But the combination really, really does work. So I'm hoping that this weekend you're going to be doing your workshop. Let's talk about your workshop this weekend. Give information so that those who are interested can get in touch with you and be a part of the workshop. So you want to tell us more about that and what you'll be doing with the tools. And then we'll talk about the workshop in April. And let's make sure people know how they can get get access to the tools, because we want more people out there using these tools and affecting healing and transformation all over the planet.
Right. Yes. My talk tonight on thinking out of the box, following and heeding and following your soul's purpose, will be held from 7 to 9 p.m. and it will be at Inspired Journeys, and that's at 1350 Blair Drive, Suite E. In Odenton, Maryland, Odenton, Odenton, Maryland, and that's 21113. And I will, during the first hour, I will be talking about how I learned how to surrender and listen to spirit and started to actually, you know, listen and heed those signs that was telling me that, you know, that would give me a confirmation that I was on the right path and how that's led me into this healing work. And I'll be telling other people how they can do the same thing, how to listen. And because I find that, you know, as I said again, I love my job in radio. I mean, radio, it has some, you have some wonderful opportunities to do some great humanitarian work. You reach a lot of people. You can do that. And it has some great perks, you know.
Right.
I mean, I love doing our jazz cruises, hanging out with jazz musicians and all. But I found again that wasn't my soul's purpose work. So even if you're passionate about something, that may not be all what always what you contracted for in this lifetime. And I give an example that, you know, you've had Sobhompu Somme on your show, the wonderful ritual teacher from Africa. And she talks about how in her village that when a woman is pregnant, the woman goes and sits before the elder, and the elders actually tell her what that child's gift is, how that child is to serve, how that child is to serve when that child is born, how that child is to serve the village. But in the West, you know, we've lost that connection to wisdom teachings like that. So, you know, we wander around for years trying to find out what our soul's purpose is. And
we get about 50 or 60, right?
and I'm one of them. Thank God, I finally have gotten it, and I think I'm on the right path. And so I'll be telling people again how they can, you know, not take as long as I did, how to start listening to those signs early or whatever. And it's basically just about asking. You know, I just stood in my kitchen one day and said, you know, God, I'd like to do A, B, and C, but what would you have me to do? And when I asked that, boy, I'll tell you, that's when things started opening up and the sacred women started showing up and the ceremony started showing up and the tools showed up. And now, you know, this is where I am on my journey now. So people can come tonight, and I'll be talking from 7 to 8 about the journey. And then from 8 to 9, I will actually be taking some participants and doing using the Biogenesis tools to do some energy work on some of the participants who are there tonight. And then tomorrow I'm available for private sessions from noon to 4 at the same locations, 1 hour private sessions.
Okay, well, we want to, you know, definitely encourage people to come out, learn more about not just the healing tools, but Edith and her journey and how the tools have brought her to where she is now. Take advantage of an opportunity to actually experience the tools. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with you.
Visit our website, 13moonwalkforpeace.com. Be informed so that you can join us on 11-11-11 as we walk into Atlanta from the Freedom Park to the...
We have a choice to sit and criticize or engage in change. Let's choose to engage and change the world one step at a time here on Peace Talks on Now Kind Radio.
Peace Talk on Now Time Radio. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams. Ran a little bit about the return of the 13 Moonwalk for Peace into Atlanta on 11-11. Just wanted to put that in the memory of all of you out there. I wanted to do that as a lead-in. Edith, we're talking about healing work in the environment. We just finished the 13 Moonwalk for Peace, not the walk part, but the part that had to do with a grid, a crystal grid we had to complete by January 15th. And we just completed that in Atlanta, going from Atlanta to Alabama and up in Williamsport area of Pennsylvania. So we just completed that grid. And I wanted to just mention that because, you know, sometimes on this path we're guided to do certain things, and they're really beyond our understanding. You know, at the end of the walk on 11-11, I kind of figured, wow, we brought that walk in a good way. You were there in Atlanta with us. But then we were guided to do this crystal matrix or grid. And so, you know, we did it, and you know what happened, Edith? At the end, when the last crystal, well, actually throughout the whole experience of it, but Dave and Mary initiated the grid up in the northern Pennsylvania area, and so they had their experiences, and they ended up planting, I think it was 23 crystals, and Karen and I and Nanaya and Solanda did it in Atlanta, and not realizing that they had done 23, by the time we finished, we did 23 as well. And
wow.
Pictures, Edith, I'm not kidding you. I'll have to send you copies of the pictures. You
wow.
Could see, you could see the angels in the sky in just magnificent ways. So wanted to bring a bit of that 13 Moonwalk for Peace present, as this time has been quite remarkable with the solar flares over the weekend, a new moon just the other night. There's a lot of energy happening on the planet. So how are you incorporating the tools now into this energetic?
Well, you know, Lantos, who the ascended master that brought this work back to the planet about 14 years ago, if you go to www.biogenesisglobal.com, you can listen to his weekly messages. He gives messages every week. And he talks about that we are absolutely now in the great transformation, and that Mother Earth is going to make her changes, and that it's up to us who have the tools to help her to make those changes in a way that can be smooth, rather than, as he says, they could, you know, they can either be smooth or they can come in with a bang. So it's that we who have the tools are have a responsibility to help her to make those changes smoothly. And so if you go on the website, just last week, for instance, they have put on the website a series of free webinars that you can look at, and you can go in and you can actually very easily see how you can use various tools, how you can use, they just had a 1-hour webinar last night about how the daily biogenesis practices, how you can use the tools on a daily basis. And they have one coming up January 28th from 3 to 5 p.m. They're going to be having an advanced lecture on working with the tools. But then they have one that's coming up on how to use biogenesis for society, for instance, and that's February the 16th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you actually can learn how to, for instance, they had the webinar that they had last night when they talked about daily biogenesis practices. It talks about how you can do what they call the map work, how you can actually take one of the pyramids that are in the kit and put it on a map of your country and then take a bell that they have, and it's called the Bell of Genesis, and actually take that bell and ring it around your nation. And then you can use the Bia oscillator, one can use to rid toxins in the body. And when I was with you in Virginia Beach, that's what I had at the water, working with the water to rid the toxins from the water. You can actually use that to work and oscillate it around the map. And that's what's called, how they teach you how to do the map work. And that's just one of the ways that you can work with working with the environment. And then they have other webinars that are coming up, like for behavioral issues or whatever, and different behavioral issues with people who might have depression. They have one that's coming up February the 21st that deals just specifically with pregnant women and with children, how you can work with the tools with children. So there are many ways that you can go on for free to learn how to work with the tools. So they've made it very, very easy for you to learn how to work with the tools.
Oh, that's great, Edith. I want to play a little clip here, and then we're going to talk about it afterwards.
What is my path? How am I ever going to find it?
Your mother asked me the very same question.
She did? What did you tell her?
I told her to listen. All around you are spirits, child. They live in the earth, the water, the sky. If you listen, they will guide you.
If you listen, the spirits that are all around us, the deities of the earth and our ancestral lineage, they definitely will hear us when we send out the call. Edith, I remember earlier in the interview you mentioned that you got to a point where you asked what was your purpose, and then all of a sudden here comes the tools and the wisdom teachers and the situations that allowed you to open yourself to really hear, oh, wow, I'm connecting with this. This is part of my what I'll be using. And I wanted to ask, as you are working with so many people now and with the environment, how important is listening for your process, even when you're working with the tools?
Well, how important is listening? Well, tell you, it helps you to be focused and helps you to be on the right path. You know, I used to be in awe of people, Audrey, who I considered to be fierce. You know, I dance... I'm a sun moon dancer, a long-time sun moon dancer, and participating in a dance for the healing of the earth. I've done it for over 10 years. And, you know, some of the dancers, they can see Chief Joseph show up, and they can see, you know, a herd of buffalo. And I'm going, oh, my God, I would be in such awe of these people who are seers. But, you know, everybody has a special gift, and my gift is sensing. I'm able to sense more than to see. And so what I've learned in terms of listening, auditory, I don't actually hear things or whatever, but I do sense. And that gives me, and I've learned how to just sense. And what helps me too so much is the confirmations, because, you know, the spiritual teacher Chiefs the dance, you know, she's been told that whenever we are given an assignment, that one of the things that will show up will be a rainbow. And I'll tell you, every time I've participated in this dance, after we've completed our assignment, there will be this rainbow that will just show up out of nowhere, and it'll hover for about 5 or 7 minutes, and there will not be a cloud in the sky. And I'll say, well, I guess we did okay. There's that rainbow. And now that when I go out to do my own ceremonies or whatever, I think I may have told you when I was in, I was at the top of this volcano, this where this sacred lake is, this lake called Lake Guadavita, and it's about 40 minutes outside of Bogota. And I was doing some ceremony there for the healing of the earth. And this is the same place where in the 1500s, these incredible people called the Mariscas had gone there. These indigenous people had gone there to this lake, and they had made offerings of emeralds and and gold for the balancing of the earth. And I went down, I made an offering of an emerald and said prayers. And as soon as I did, I looked up, and there were four eagles circling in the sky. And when I've done past ceremony, that's when I've seen the eagles show up. So those confirmations, once you start doing the practices or whatever, those confirmations come, and it gives you more confidence and lets you know that you really are on the right path.
Now, you've walked on the spiritual realm, and as a healer, you've walked two paths. And I'm asking the question this way because I think many of us now are being called into rediscovering and reconnecting and remembering our traditional wisdom keeper's path. And at the same time, we're being given what may appear to be new, whether it's tools or other things that we're being brought into in terms of a healer. How do you integrate that? How is all of that one flow? Or do you find it being two very separate things?
You know, I think as I'm learning to really embrace my path and my journey and my soul's purpose or whatever, it all seems to be coming together as one. And, I was thinking just the other day, I was saying that, God in his mercy, she is so wonderfully kind because, I still do a lot of what I did in radio. I mean, I still do a lot of that. A lot of the things that I love to do that are not necessarily what you consider sacred. I mean, when I left radio, I was saying, oh my God, I used to love to go. You know, we had tickets all the time to go to Wolf Trap and the Kennedy Center and go to great things, and I'm like, okay. I don't have access to that today. But then I said, all right, you know what? I'll just start reviewing. So I became an arts reviewer. So I review the arts. So I still do a lot of the things that I did in radio. And I love, as I said again, we did these great jazz cruises, and that led me to do the travel writing. So and now I'm still able to incorporate that into the spiritual work that I do now. So it's like I've learned to do a lot of the things that I love to do and that I was passionate about. I've been able to mix it in with the spiritual work and so I've been able to incorporate it and it's all come together.
Yeah, I was asking that because I'm meeting more and more on the path these days, individuals who are finding themselves having access to sort of what we might call new technologies, which are really, I believe, anciently rooted anyway, and they've been walking a traditional path, and they're asking me, well, how do I use this? Or even they're finding that, their Native American ancestry is coming forward, their African ancestry is coming forward, their Celtic ancestry, and they're saying, well, how do I work this? Do I have to walk every path separately, or is there a way to integrate it? And I find that dialogue, that questioning is coming forward more and more as we are entering these times where there's so much potential for where we can evolve as a human family, which was actually the root of that question for you, Edith.
What I'll say to that then is that I walk a universal path, and I'm very comfortable with I walk a universal path. I'm very comfortable. My father was a Baptist minister, and so I grew up in a Christian household. But I'm very, very comfortable with doing prayers from the Buddhist tradition. I'm very comfortable with walking various paths or whatever. Because I absolutely believe that it's about being one, Audrey. It's not about being separate. It's about being one. So when I incorporate all of these, when I incorporate these tools, using these tools, when I'm, when I pray the rosary every morning and all of these things I just use in because I absolutely believe it's not about being separate.
Yes. You know, I just left the Baltimore area, Edith, on Monday and came back home. I was up there for the American Visionary Arts Museum was having a conference on 2012, an Echo conference. And it was quite amazing. I love the conference in the sense that it had traditional people and scientists together talking about what's happening on the earth and how we go forward, and I really appreciated Rebecca Hofberger there of the museum, whose intention was that we would create a circle where we could talk about what's going on, but not in terms of a doomsday, in terms of what kind of possible future we have an opportunity to affect. And it was quite amazing, and, you know, I was thinking about you while I was there. I just had this vision of you with your tools going around the room, and I don't know why. I meant to call you and say, Edith, I saw you in Baltimore, even though you weren't there physically. I saw you in your tools circling this room and the intention in which this gathering. And I found that really quite incredible, and I wanted to just honor you with that, because once you have opened up, you know, so much to what you're doing, I think you're present in many places and not just where you may think you are in any given moment.
Well, thank you for saying that. And the work that I do every day, even when I do a Biogenesis session on myself, I give myself a session every day for about at least, 15 or 20 minutes or whatever. And it was interesting, again, in the webinar that that was on last night when they talked about, you know, the daily Biogenesis practices that you can be doing. He made it very clear that when you're doing even a Biogenesis session on yourself, that you're not only working to restore your, you know, harmony in your own life, bring your own self in balance, but each time that you do a session, each time that you work with those tools, you're doing it for humanity.
That's right, absolutely, and I believe that, and it just keeps going out like a pebble in a lake, you know, all the ripples.
Absolutely.
That effect goes out. Edith, let's talk about April 27th, and we know you're going to be doing a workshop tomorrow in Washington, D.C., or Maryland, Odington, Maryland, and then Odington, right? Maryland?
Yes, Odington, Maryland, and I'll be coming your way. I'll be coming to Cottonwood to present this talk on thinking out of the box, heeding and following the soul's purpose. So I'll be talking at your retreat, again, on how people can discover their soul's purpose and, you know, how this brought me to the tools. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we'll actually be able to people will actually be able to view a webinar and learn how to use the tools, and I will be there with the tools, and people can actually have hands-on experience with giving each other sessions at your retreat.
That's going to be great. We're real excited about having you here April 27th, and we're getting the word out. We'll be promoting it with our retreat that will be coming up here in the end of February, February 24th. To the 26th will be starting this year's retreats with a series that we call At the Feet of Our Elders, and to kick that off will be Queen Mother Dr. Amelia Boynton Robinson, a centurion, meaning she's been here over 100 years. She'll be talking about her 10 decades of her life, and particularly starting as an activist at around 14 years old here in Alabama. She's considered the mother of the voters' rights movement here in the state of Alabama, and was very active in the civil rights movement with Dr. King and others, and continues to want to put that dream forward to our young people, and constantly reminding us, those of us now doing the work, of our responsibility to always have the children in mind. And I know that you had an opportunity to meet her when we came into Atlanta. She was the matriarch of our walk. So we're really excited about that, Edith, and we'll be sharing information with those gathered about the workshop coming up in April, so that people have plenty of time to prepare for that opportunity. I'd like
to. And Audrey, I cannot say enough to your listeners that if they can get to meet her, I mean, she is absolutely, I think, a national treasure. I met her, and, I mean, you would never, ever think that, you know, she is, you know, over 100 years old. I mean, she has absolutely the sharpest mind. She is absolutely delightful to meet. And while people have a chance, I think they should absolutely, as many people as can get to meet her, because she is absolutely a national treasure.
Oh, yes, she is, Edith. Thank you for saying that, because we don't have that many over 100 that we can sit down and they're, and her mind is clear.
Absolutely.
Mind, yeah, so I'm really excited about that opportunity, Edith, that we'll have here at the Quantum Leap Transformational Center, which is our center here in Alabama. Karen Hunter Watson and I will be hosting the event, both on the 24th and 26th of February, and yours, Edith, when you come April 27th. So we've already begun to put the word out, and we're getting people who are interested in knowing more, so we've just been sending them to the website and passing your phone number as well. So I'd like to take a moment here, and then we're going to come back, Edith, and wrap our conversation up today, if there's ever such a thing. And mm-hmm. I just want to say that I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. I've found that as I've, you know, every day that I wake up, I feel that Spirit is calling us more and more onto the path, deeper and deeper into the path, I should say. And our work, even when we don't feel like we're affecting anything, the work is so
yeah.
far beyond us. You know, what we might think and what we might want to say happen really has nothing to do with it. We're just to show up, do the work, and keep moving forward. And you've certainly been an inspiration to those of us on the path as we've watched you in your own metamorphosis and your own expansion of that commitment to Spirit. I want to take a break right here. You're listening to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. I'd like to play a song by Bobby McFerrin called the 23rd Psalm that I'd like to dedicate to my mother, who is certainly the light that lights our path on the, all the walks that we've done and the work that we do here at the Quantum Leap Transformational Center here in Cottonwood, Alabama. She is just an amazing woman who, you know, stands between the spirit world and this world and just continues to do her work.
The Lord is my shepherd, I have all I need. She makes me lie down in green meadows, beside the still waters she will lead. She restores my soul, she rights my wrongs, she leads me a path of good things, and fills my heart with songs. Even though
Surely, surely. Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. A flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond, beyond, beyond. We need a repeated discipline, a genuine training to let go our old habits of mind and to find and sustain a new way of seeing. Go beyond the rights and the wrongs. Prayer clears the head and brings back peace to the soul. Go beyond to feel the oneness of the unity. Sing. Singing takes you beyond. 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 We are all the same. All the same. Looking to find our way back to the source. To the one. To the only one. Go beyond revenge. The greatest moment in our lives is when we allow us to teach each other. Go beyond to feel the oneness of the unity. Singing. Singing takes you beyond. Become patient to receive the beyond. To become open to invite the beyond and be grateful. Be grateful to allow the beyond. Be in the present moment to live in the beyond. Start every day singing like the birds. Singing takes you beyond. What does love have to do with it? Love grows when you trust. When you trust, love heals and renews. Love inspires and empowers us to do great things and makes us a better person to love. Love makes us feel safe and brings us closer to God. When you go beyond, it's where you find true love. Singing. Singing takes you beyond. Beyond.
Have a choice to sit and criticize or engage in change. Let's choose to engage and change the world one step at a time here on Peace Talks on Now Kind Radio.
Welcome back to Peace Talks. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams. In studio with me today is my very special guest, Edith Billups, who's been talking about her journey with the Biogenesis healing tools, and I certainly have been the recipient of the healing energy that those tools, combined with Edith's beautiful intention and love for humanity, brings forward. Edith, we're coming into the final minutes of our show, and I want to, once again, if you could just tell our listening audiences about your program this weekend in Odenton, Maryland. Give them the location and contact information, and maybe again just talk about the workshop that you'll be doing.
All right. I will be speaking tonight on Thinking Out of the Box, Heeding and Following Your Soul's Purpose, and it will be from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight at Inspired Journeys, 1350 Blair Drive, and that's Suite E, in Odenton, Maryland, 21113. And to register, they can call 323-715-7816. And I will be on taking a couple of people from the audience and giving them a complimentary Biogenesis session right there from 8 to 9 p.m., and then on tomorrow, I'll be available for private sessions from 12 to 4. And so I'd love for people to come out and get to experience Biogenesis. And again, they can go to the website at www.biogenesisglobal.com. And if anyone is interested in purchasing the tools, they will, by coming tonight, and by coming to your retreat, Audrey, if people are interested in getting the tools, there will be a 30% discount on the tools.
Oh, that's great to know, Edith. I'll make sure we speak to that as we market our program, that retreat in April.
And Audrey, before I go, I must say, I did a radio interview yesterday with Gloria Monat, the news director at WPFW Radio, and, you know, she has interviewed a lot of people over the many years she's been on WPFW, and she told me yesterday that one of the interviews that will always stand out is when she interviewed you when you were here walking back from the three-year walk, and you all were coming through the D.C. area, and she said, to hear you say that you took your mother with you to those 17 countries, she said she's never forgotten that, and she said to me, I want to be able to leave a legacy like that. So I just want to tell you the impact you've made on Gloria.
Well, please give her my regards and tell her Mom's still with us. And instead of me taking her, Edith, I think she's been the one sending me. I'm just following in her path.
Right, absolutely.
I want to say to people, too, thinking out of the box, Edith, I'm so glad you call your workshop that, because this truly is a time for us to be able to embrace thinking out of the box, because so many of us are being called in different directions. And if we are not ready to step outside of that box, it can create a lot of conflict and chaos in our lives, because it seems to me, it's been my experience, I should say, it doesn't mean it's going to be everyone's, but my experience is when you ask Spirit to guide your path, and Spirit shows up, and you are in conflict with how Spirit has shown up to enable you to be used, it really creates some conflict and chaos until you begin to get your rhythm with it. So the sooner we can learn to open ourselves up, think outside of the box, we can access that still small voice that is ever present, that's guiding us on this path of healing and transformation in our world at this time. So thanks for
calling. You make a very good point, Audrey, because I look at so many of my light worker friends who are very, very, very talented, and many right now are unemployed, and they you know, they just can't understand why they can't get back into the same line of work. You know, why is it they seem to be stuck? And it's because, you know, maybe they want to look at that. Maybe they've been given a great gift. Maybe that there is something bigger. There's a bigger picture that's out there. And if they can, you know, just not be so attached to what they have done over the, you know, the last few years or whatever, and be open to surrendering and really exploring, you know, what else is there out there? You know, what else is possible in terms of, you know, how I can serve? And I think that a lot of it is coming down to, you know, how do we serve? And if they can just be open to that, then I think it will start unfolding, and they can be able to, as you say, get with that rhythm with ease.
Yes, and I'm so glad you decided to think outside of the box, Edith, so that you could open up so much to so many. I'd like to thank you for being on Peace Talks on Now Time Radio today, and we'll get this populated this evening and have it up on Facebook and send it out to our listeners who may have called in today, weren't able to be on call this afternoon. So thank you, Edith. Keep doing what you're doing, and we look forward to having you here on April 27th to bring this knowledge and the tools to
yes.
Cottonwood, Alabama. Take care. Be blessed. Have a wonderful week. Thank you, everyone. We'll be back with you next Friday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday nights, you can catch Wisdom Teachings of the Grandmothers at 9 p.m. And on Sundays, with Makua Ray, Sound Synchronicity at 9 p.m. Thanks again for being a part of the Now Time family, because change comes when? Now, when we embrace the power and presence of who we are, walk forward in peace, one step at a time.